Today's Perek in Tanakh is Shmuel Aleph, Perek Gimel. So what we have seen so far in Shmuel is the opening of two very, very different ways of looking at the future. One, in the vision of a woman who recognized the need for Malchut and who had begun the planning in her own mind and in her own activity for the Malchut. She recognized it would be her child that would deal with the elements of Malchut and that would be bringing an end to the Yemei HaShoftim. And on the other hand, we had the horrible nevius of what was going to happen to Eli's children. And then the parak that describes the difference between the goodness of Shmuel, the Tov, versus the Lo Tov. The Shmuel is Yodea Hashem, and the children who are not of Eli are not Yodea Hashem. And the parak to come is the parak of the actual transition in which Shmuel now begins to take the place, halacha lemaisa, of Eli and his sons. Vanar Shmuel misharetet Adonai bifnei Eli. And there, the child Shmuel, now when he's no longer necessarily such a child, but he's called a nar, as we saw, that's Yeshua ben Nun Nar, so that even when someone reaches a tremendous madrega, but over here his darg, as Chazal point out, of misharetet Hashem, was he really misharetet Hashem? Halo et Levi? At Eli ayah misharet. But that's the point, says Chazal, that the sheirus of the Rav is considered to be the Misharet at Hashem. And indeed, exactly as Yeshua was Zeche, so too was Shmuel Zeche through his Naharut in his sheirus of his Rav, which becomes now the sheirus of Hashem, Kivayocho. And now what you need to know in order to understand what happens is that Dvar Adonai Haya Yakar Bayamim Ahin, Eng Chazon Nifrat, it was in those days that there was very little speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to human beings, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had actually hidden his voice. There was no chazon nifratz, no broad, open chazon that came from Nevi'im. There were Nevi'im, but it was all very private. Nobody knew that they were Nevi'im. There were still Gedolim, who were the B'nai HaNevi'im, but that there should be a Navi that people would know of, a Navi would be Megala things to others, that there wasn't. And as the Rambam points out in Yerushas Yisrael HaTorah, there are indeed very different elements of Nevi'ahs. Nevi'ahs is itself a darga for the human being who is the Navi. It's irrelevant to anybody else what it is that he does with his Nevi'ahs. It's a madrega of mind and Ruach HaKodesh. There are Nevi'im that at times can be those that are used as the mouthpiece, and that is, Rashi points, Navi is from the Lashon of Niv Svatai, so that the Navi now becomes the speaker of the Rotzen Hashem. That, in those days, was unknown, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Davka had been master as Devarav, because of the fact that the way that Klal Yisrael had gone down and down in his Darga. So there, Chavoy Chazal put it as beautiful, Nefesh Rimi'at that is soul, which is full of falseness, will hunger. So since Klal Yisrael were miramim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they couldn't distinguish between Avodah Zarah, Avodah Hamokom, they thought it's all basically, you know, it's all the same phoniness. Because of that, he made them hungry. Hungry in what sense? Hungry for Ruach HaKadosh. So in Chazon Yifratz, and it was because of that Vayi Bayomahu, it was on the day that all of that was meant to change. The Eli Shochev Bimekomo, Eli was sleeping in the area where the Kayanim would be watching the Migdash. The Inav Hechelu Chehot, Lo Yuchal Lirot. His eyes had begun to darken. As the Medrash says, someone who is Ma'amid, a son, or a Talmud, who is a Rosha, in the end his eyes become dim. But of course the other Loshan is that a Naim is a reference always to Sanhedrin. If he was the Rosh of Sanhedrin, so as I'll point out, there were three Roshim. He had a Keter of Malchus, because in those days he was sitting ala Kise, as a reference to Malchus, in the sense that a Shofet had elements of Malchus, that people would listen to him, so it was Memshallah. He was also the Kohen Gadol, and he was also the Av Beis Din. So he had three Ksarim. If we say that he couldn't see, that's the ultimate of Lo Adonai. You no longer are Roi for what it is that you are. And again, the Medrash brings a Raya from here, that if you see that somebody has a child like that, children like that, and he's not Mochiach them, then because of that, he can lose every keter that he has. And that's what happened to him. He lost everything. So that's merumas in his shofev. He's lying down. It's all over for him. This is the end of Eli. V'ner Elohim terem yichbe. The candle of God had not yet been extinguished. Which pashtus means the menorah in the Heichal was still burning. But as Chazal understand it, it means that every time there is light in the world that comes from a great man, before that light is completely extinguished, the next person to take his place is already getting there. And that's exactly what this is a reference to. We saw all along from the very beginning, this is destiny. Shmuel's coming to Eli. The contrast of Shmuel with Chofni and Pinchas. And this is the pasuk that brings it out so beautifully. The light that was Eli, the candle was still burning. He was still alive. These were his last moments. And Shmuel, at that moment, was about to take his place and to become a Navi. The Shmuel Shochev. Now Shmuel, you'll notice that the Ta'amim splits Shmuel Shochev from Be'echal Hashem. Because Shmuel wasn't in Be'echal Hashem, obviously, because you can't be lying in Be'echal Hashem. So Shmuel was lying down in the area in which, this was the area, Chazal say, of the Levian that was Shemer Bachutz, that wasn't Mekudesh, that it wasn't the Navadin of the Azorah. In the area in which, meanwhile, in Be'echal Adonai, Ashesham Aron Elohim. Why is that important? Because what is about to happen comes from the Oren. Because it's V'no'adet Elicha Shama, the Va'ad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to speak to a human being, the Mekor of the Hashras HaShchinah, is the place where the Oren Elohim is. And indeed, that is so important that the Nevi'ah that he first gets has in it a reference to what's going to happen to that very Aron Elohim, which was the mocker of his Nevi'ahs. Vayikra Adonai al Shmuel vayomer hineni. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out to Shmuel and invites him. And he says, hineni, the lashon of zrizut, of immediacy, of response. Vayorotz el Eli. So he runs to Eli. Vayomer hineni, I'm here. You called me. The moment, the diakis kikaratali, the moment that you called me, I was already available. Yes, sir. Vayomer, no, I didn't say anything. Lo karati. Shuv shchav, go back to sleep. Vayelach vayishkav, he goes back to bed. Vayosef Adonai kro'od, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu again called. Shmuel. Vayakom Shmuel vayelach el Eli. And Shmuel gets up, runs to Eli. Vayomer hineni, kikaratali, I'm here. You called again. I never called you. Lo karati b'nishuv shchav. Shmuel terem yada et Adonai. Now Shmuel himself was not yet on a darga in which he had ever experienced, therefore, the level of yediyah that could have given him the vias, and didn't realize that he had made such a breakthrough, and therefore v'terem yigalei lav devar Adonai. Had never had a nevias. Vayosef Adonai kro Shmuel bashlishit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu again called Shmuel a third time. Vayakom vayelech al Eli, vayomer hineni kikaratali. I'm here, you called me. Vayaven Eli ki Adonai korei lenar. So Eli understood that it was HaKadosh Baruch that was calling him. This is a very, very bitter understanding. Because, as Rashi points out, the original Vayikra Hashem means that the Kriya came from the Mokom, which was the Arayin, which was much closer to Eli, the Eli Shochev, the Mekomot, which is the Mokom of the Kayanim. Shmuel is in the Mekom Levim, or Shemer Mibachutz, Eli Shemer Mibifnim, which means that Bedavka, the Nevi'ahs went past Eli, so to speak, in terms of the Kirva to the Oren to Shmuel. And this was like the Farish rejection. I had nothing to say to him. I'll speak to the Nar. So again, this is Eli coming to the full awareness of what just happened. Vayomer Eli to Shmuel. So Eli says to Shmuel, Lech Shav, go back to bed. If again he calls you, the Amarta say, Daber Adonai kishomea avdecha. Speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speak, because your servant hears. Vayelech Shmuel vayishkab bimekomo. Shmuel went, goes back to bed. Vayavo Adonai vayityatzav. This lashon of vayityatzav, of course, is as opposed to the nitzav that we had by Chofni and Pinchas and Anar, who would go and would take. And that sense of the keach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vayityatzev, it's always a lashon nitzavim atam, that's the keach of the Hizkir Galus Hashchina. Vayikra kefam befam Shmuel Shmuel. So we now see that each time the kriya had been lashon chiba, the double lashon, not just Shmuel. Shmuel Shmuel kefam befam. There's also a remez, according to Chazal, that every door has a Shmuel. Shmuel in this door, Shmuel in that door. Vayomer Shmuel, daber ki shomea avdecha. The Chazal note that Shmuel did not do what Eli told him. Eli told him, say, speak, O Lord. He said, I ain't going to say no, speak, O Lord. How do I know who's really talking? I can't believe it's really God talking to me. So, all right, but it isn't Eli either, so let's see. So he says, speak. But he's not going to go that far. It's beautiful. Look at that diak. We make the same diak, interestingly enough, at what it was that Ruth did. So even though it says that Ruth did whatever Naomi told her, she didn't really. She did. Tein lechocha v'yach kamod is the pasuk pasuk. She did better than she was told to do. She was told to dress up and go down to the garden. She's going to dress up. What are people going to think if they see a woman dressed up going down to the garden? I'll go down in my regular clothes, and there I'll dress up. It would be crazy to do what she's saying. Vayomer Adonai Shmuel, hinei anochi yoseh davar b'Yisrael, asher kol shom'o tikslena shtei oznav. I'm about to do something in which anybody that hears about it, both of his ears are going to ring. This, of course, is the remez to the capturing of the Aron, which you could just imagine. Horror of such a thing. This is the intimate of the intimate of Yisrael, the thing that we really rely on, the presence. There's no greater indication of the absolute rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the capturing of the Aron HaBris. I mean, that's simply crazy. I mean, in order to goof avoid that, we have Yoshio making sure that that never happens by hiding the Aron. That shouldn't chas v'shalom. That's all we would have needed, the Romans to parade around the lost ark. Right, the Babylonians to parade around the west of a lost ark. This is actually what happened. The Plishtim went ahead and captured the Aron HaBris. Horrific. So anybody who hears about this, his ears are going to ring. He's not going to know what to do with himself. And that's the day that everybody's going to see. I'm going to do everything that I said to Eli's house. Achels from start to finish. Obviously, the finish is many years in the future. It's only the final rejection by Shlomo HaMelech of Aviatar was the last. To be left of Eli is only after the destruction of Novi Rakhonia and the descendants of Eli. One child gets away, and that child, in the end, Shlomo rejects and throws out of his position. That becomes the final Nevius. But it means the same way I began, that's how I will end. Vigantilo, oh, then I will let him know. Because he knew that they're cursing them. This is a Lashon Nekiyah. They're cursing me, so to speak. Because in cursing the Kadesh, and in cursing the Kayanim, and in cursing Shiloh, they're cursing me. So he knows that the whole Am basically is cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he didn't fire them. Lo Chiyabam. Chiyabam means to take away their chaos, to darken them. And therefore I swore, as the Ish Elohim, Elkanah, your father, let him know, that Avain will never find a kapara in a man who didn't know how to respect the Zevach Mincha. But, as the Gemara points out, only the Zevach Mincha won't have a kapara. But that means it does have kapara. So in a sense, Shmuel was opening the door to hope. Because what Shmuel was saying was that Lamaisa there would be a kapara that was possible. And indeed, the Gemara talks about Abaya Varava and how they were mechaper being from Beit Eli to be Isaac Batera, and Gemilut Chasadim, or to be Isaac in Gemilut Chasadim. So indeed, the Gemara compares the two, but it's certainly, we're Medayik, it's only through Korban that there's no kapara, but there's definitely kapara to them. So, b'zevach u'mincha in a mischaper, but it's a mischaper b'divrei Torah, according to Rabbah. And Abaye says, b'zevach u'mincha in a mischaper, but it's a mischaper b'Torah, b'gmilut chasadim. Vayishkav Shmuel ad haboker. And so Shmuel goes back to bed, pretending that nothing happened. He's desperate that he wouldn't be the one to tell this to Eli. Vayiftach et altot beit Adonai. Then, in the morning, it was his job to be from the Shoarim. So he opened up the doors. Shmuel was terrified to tell this over to Eli. What was it that God spoke to you? I know that he spoke to you. Don't try to hide it from me. Ko yaaseh lecha Elohim v'ko yosif im techachim mimini davar mikol ha-davar asher diber elecha. You should only have what I have if you don't tell me every last bit, every last word. From here we learn that that's exactly what happened. Because it says, Vayikya zakan Shmuel, u'banav lo halku betarko. The only thing that Eli knew was the fact that banav lo halku betarko. Somebody said, ko yaaseh Hashem to you, you should also have children like mine. They weren't really like Hafni Pinchas, but they were lo halku betarko darko. Vayaged lo Shmuel et kol ha-divarim, and so Shmuel told him everything. V'lo chiched mimenu. And Eli's reaction was, Vayoma, Adonai hu atov b'nav yaseh. Look, God is the master. If this is the Gzar Din, the Makabal, the Gzar Din, B'leif Shoem, if this is what is Tov, B'hinav, then let him do it. Vayigdal Shmuel, and so Shmuel then continues to go greater and greater. V'adonai haya imo, and Hashem from that day on was with him. V'lo yipil b'kol devarav aretza. Every Nevi'as that he would say, every last bit would always be exactly correct. Vayeda kol Yisrael b'dan v'ad be'ershava, and so everyone came to discover, the same Am, all of whom had rejected Hophni and Pinchas, came to recognize the complete reliability of Shmuel, and that he was Neman, which means this is the Negelah Halacha. Because once a Navi has established himself as being completely reliable, it's no longer required that he give an oath or that you have a right to even ask for an oath. A Navi, once defined, is indeed completely reliable. It's a beautiful story about this Lashon of Ne'eman, because of course that's the whole point. No one until now was from Ne'eman. Here it's the Ne'emanut of Shmuel. It's a beautiful story of Shmuel, the Amora's grandfather. So that's Abba Bar Abba, so we know the story. So Abba, the grandfather of Shmuel, used to deal in textiles. He gets an order from Rav Yehuda ben Batera, from the Tzivi, who ordered a particular set of silk that he wanted, and Shmuel's grandfather sets it aside, keeps it because it's even as far away, that's in Banea's neighborhood, you know. And some time later, as he kept this material, he sees that it's not being taken by Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera, so he writes him a letter, have you changed your mind about this? You're not picking up the silk. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera tells to him, no, I mean, it was only an order. I didn't, there's something wrong about changing my mind. I mean, I didn't give you a down payment. I never made a kinyan. There's no problem in my changing my mind and not taking it, is there? So Shmuel's grandfather said to him that there is no one that word means to me more than cash but you. When you said you want this material, that was more than paying for it. Yoter mi mamon, he told him. That's how much I trust you. So I just letting you know that in my mind, I didn't sell that to anybody. I had 100 opportunities to sell it, never sold it. When somebody like you makes an order, that's better than cash in the bank. So the beautiful Mitzvah heard that. So he said, At himanta bimilati alach, you made my words in your heart. So Ne'eman, you should be zocha to have a child like Shmuel. Because it says that Shmuel is the Ne'eman, right? So tizkel amikba bar kishmuel neviyah. So they named him Shmuel. This became Bischus, this Ne'eman is Shmuel. It's a beautiful story. And of course, he was known as a tremendous Ne'eman himself. That was the whole story of Abba Bar Abba who went to Shmuel. In the Gemara, where everybody was saying he misplaced money of the Yesenim, and it was all nice, and he was able to megala to Shmuel, that everybody Shmuel and Ne'eman he was. It's Bechlal, it's a whole background. But the name Shmuel became associated with the sense of Ne'emanut for Dorot. By Yosef Adonai Lehirao Bishilo, Kinigla Adonai Shmuel Bishilo, Bitva Adonai. From that day on, as opposed to the opening of the parsha, of this parak, in which it says that Ein Chazon Nifratz, and there was no such thing as a Navi that was known, from that day on, the Navi'ut became something that was openly accessible in Shiloh, because the breakthrough that had been made in Shiloh by Shmuel became now a breakthrough in the whole Hanhagas Hashem. From here, Bichlal, you learn a tremendous thing, that first of all, a place, a location, has in it certain qualities that are built on what was done in that location, because it was only in Shiloh. Since it had been, the breakthrough had been in Shiloh, that became a mokum in the Neviut. And that once a breakthrough is made, that breakthrough now becomes something that is accessible. And it was, in other words, at the beginning, and this is true all the time, I mean, we see this even in scientific revolution, something that is a tremendous breakthrough becomes now, first of all, that place becomes the marker of the breakthrough. So Copenhagen, for instance, became the center of quantum mechanics. And not only that, it became a Dover in which afterwards it becomes a Dover question, where something is initially inconceivable. A breakthrough filters through the entirety of humanity, changes the way that they view reality. One of the pshatim in Shmuel is that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, it's only in terms of the door. So Shmuel means a Shmuel to you personally, and the Shmuel who is now accepted by the door is meant to be the leader of the door, and therefore this is given to you b'schus, the needs of the door. We find the same thing by Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Reid. Klum natati lecha gedula ela b'shvil Yisrael. If I'm rejecting Yisrael, then I'm rejecting you also. But there's also another remez in the Shmuel, which is that every door has a Shmuel b'doira, has a person that has that level of afi the door, that level of commitment or interest of being able to be the neman and the tev for his door, so that Shmuel in this door, Shmuel in other doors. Additional points. It really couldn't be that the menorah was what was referred to when it spoke about the dinar of Akim, because the menorah burnt mi'erev ad boker. It was specifically designed to burn the entire night, so why would it be going out? Shmuel himself is being the first of the Nevi'im. Is called because of that Rabban Shel Nevi'im, we find in a number of places. And there's even a Medrash in the Zohar that says that the meaning of Atikai Kaf Yerech Yaakov and the Pegam of the Gidan Asher was a Pegam in Nevi'is, which has its roots in Netzach Vahod, which is the Gidan Asher. And that until Shmuel came along, who is the one that said Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, there was no Nevi'ut, despite the fact that we find and that later on Yoshua became a Navi. That's because Yoshua had Hod, because he had Hodo Shel Moshe. Another element of the Shmuel Na'ar is a fantastic medrash that says, very much in the sense of Yosef, Shmuel was Na'ar in the sense that he was someone who was mitpateh, he was misalsel b'sa'aro ki betulah, he was mifateh HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his tefillah. And so in every sense he's called, we'll see therefore, in Divrei Hayamim he's called Pituel, and he was treating himself like a Na'ar, misalsel b'sa'aro, and just as Yosef was. In terms of the godless, in which we find that Shmuel is greater than Moshe, Moshe Aaron, Bechanav Shmuel, Kokorei Shemal, even though, of course, the godless of Nevius Moshe is unequal, as the Pasuk is made, but in a certain way, Shmuel was greater than Moshe, even in terms of his Nevius. Because here we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Shmuel, and that he stood there, and Tetzev Hashem. Moshe'in came, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Nechvas, and come Bifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to hear him speak. Why is this? There's a beautiful medrash that Moshe, who used to sit, and everybody would wait in line, as Yitro pointed out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let him wait for me. But Shmuel, who, as we'll see, spent his life creating circuit courts and going from place to place teaching Torah, since he would spend his entire year driving around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mida k'neged mida, I come to him. He doesn't have to come to me. What it was that was achieved by Shmuel in his going around and educating Klal Yisrael, the Medrash tells us that even little children, before they reached puberty, in the days of Shmuel, were already able to derish the entire Torah, mem tet panim tahor, mem tet panim tameh, which it means that he didn't just give them a knowledge of din, he gave them knowledge of possibilities.